Hello.
I'm from Opinion Research. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like your opinion. It's only going to take 5 minutes or so. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Great. Thank you. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? I'll give you the choices. I am definitely going to vote. I am very, very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I take the first option.
The first one, thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Or Donald Trump, okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
I'm registered Democrat.
Registered Democrat, thank you.
Yes.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm an engineer.
Okay, thank you.
Industrial engineer.
Gotcha. That's a PhD, right? Postgraduate?
Yes.
Right? Thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
I'm a white Hispanic.
Okay, give me 1 second. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46, 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I am 75 years old.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? I'll give you the list. K through 12 education, healthcare, the environment, illegal immigration, taxes, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, crime and public safety, property insurance costs, or growth and overdevelopment?
I have 4 options there.
Okay, but like the main one?
The main one is crime.
Crime, yeah. We know all of them are important, but thank you for...
Yes.
Letting me know which is the most important one. Thank you. Moving on, if the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? Who will you vote for, Democrat or Republican?
I will vote for Republican.
Okay, and will you definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
For the presidential, I will work for the Republican candidate.
Okay, yeah, no, this is for Florida State Legislature.
For Florida State, I will vote Democrat.
Democrat. Definitely Democrat? Probably,
yes.
Or just slightly?
Definitely Democrat.
Definitely.
Definitely
gotcha.
Democrat, yes.
Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No, I approve his work.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, it's hard to tell because, you know, he did good and in some issues, and he did bad in other issues. But generally speaking, I approve him.
Just to make sure, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, yes.
Somewhat. Thank you. Appreciate your patience. We're almost going to be done. Moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I approve his job as a president.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly approve it.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of two public officials in your community that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them? Starting with Vicky Lopez.
I don't know her.
You haven't heard of her, or you have no opinion
no.
of her?
I have
you
no
haven't
opinion
heard
of, her.
Of her. Okay.
That's right.
Sabina Cobo is the next one.
Neither her.
Haven't heard of her either.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I think you gave me an answer before, but for quality purposes, I still got to ask you. Would you vote for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or just probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I would definitely be voting for Donald Trump.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Sabina.
Sabina. Okay.
Yes.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate?
I will definitely vote for her.
Okay. All right. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions just before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm modern.
Okay, thank you. And that's it, actually. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great
You're
rest
welcome.
Of your day, sir.
Likewise.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.